There's a temptation to become overly familiar with Jesus, becoming too familiar with Jesus, and not necessarily with the real Jesus, but with a misunderstanding, an incomplete view of who Jesus is. Our gospel today, Jesus comes to his native place, back to Nazareth. So he's around the rest of Galilee, preaching, doing miracles, lots of people following him, coming to believe in him, listening to him. He comes home to Nazareth, and he doesn't get that type of response. Why? Because Jesus grew up in their midst, and they were too familiar with the boy Jesus, the son of the carpenter, the average, I wouldn't say average, I mean he was a perfect man, he was a perfect boy, but still for him to come and start preaching, claiming to be the Messiah, telling them what to do, the response is, who do you think you are? You used to play in the streets here. You've gotten kind of uppity, haven't you? You think you're better than us now. They were overly familiar with who they thought Jesus was. And so when Jesus reveals in his fullness, starts acting as he truly is, the Son of God, the Messiah, they're offended by it. It says they took offense at him. Happened 2,000 years ago, it happens today. People get offended when they encounter the true Jesus, the true faith. Experience it myself. I think for the past 50 years, we've gotten familiar as Christians, even within the Catholic Church, of an incomplete Jesus, not really knowing who Jesus is. And so when we encounter, when someone presents the real Jesus, take offense at that. You've probably experienced this yourselves. People who say, oh, Jesus never judges. Doesn't matter what religion you are. God doesn't care. Everyone should become able to come to communion. And you're like, where did you get that idea? Like, it's not in the Bible, but then there's just out in the world this kind of nebulous, incomplete idea of who God and who Jesus is. And so when you confront these people with the real Jesus, they get offended because it's not the Jesus that they are aware of. They'll say things, well, everyone believes that. Like, yeah, okay, it doesn't mean that's the true Jesus. So I think it's important that we continue to know the true Jesus. We need to read the scriptures. We need to know our Catholic faith. And we need to be able to help others come to understand who Jesus truly is. Don't let them get away with misunderstanding of who Jesus is. In fact, I haven't read the book, but Trent Horn, he's a Catholic apologist, and he's written a book that is called Counterfeit Christs. And this idea, like all these different ideas of who Jesus is, but it's not who Jesus truly is. And so may we come to know who truly Jesus is and help others to know the true Jesus as well.